Hello everyone, welcome to Insert Name Here, the show where we just talk about games. I'm Josh.
I'm Brad.
I'm Owen.
And today we're going to be talking about how AI affects gaming. So let's start by going back in time. Let's talk about some of our favourite games growing up as a kid.
When I was younger, was it mine was the Sonic Racing game, and I did quite like some Minecraft on the side.
My favourite game growing up as a kid was Mario Kart Wii. Absolutely phenomenal title.
And mine was the amazing Spider-Man for the Xbox 360.
So how do you think they would be today? Like, if they were remade and if AI was used in that process?
Well, Minecraft is still around, and I think there is some AI usage of, especially on the Bedrock version.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Java, I'm not so sure because I am now moved to Java. I like the servers on it, like Hypixel. But every now and then I do like to return to Bedrock, and I usually play vanilla, but I have seen the marketplace. It seems like they're very focused on it, and it does seem like a bit of AI slop. And then with Sonic Racing, obviously Sonic Crosswords just came out, but I don't think there's any AI usage being used aside from obviously the races, but that would actually kind of improve it because what's it would make it for more competitive for single player playing.
Yeah, absolutely. If we switch over to Nintendo, they recently released Mario Kart World, their new latest edition in the Mario Kart franchise. And I honestly don't think they used AI in it. I think a lot of the artwork was handcrafted and like from the ground up. It's not worth the asking price. If they were to introduce AI into the game, I don't think it would feel the same. Nintendo games feel specially crafted. And they're very meticulous on the details, and I think that'd be a big letdown if they took shortcuts around that.
Yeah. With Spider-Man, I think it was either Spider-Man 2 or Miles Morales. I don't know which one's the latest one, but I feel like if they didn't use AI at the moment, but I feel like AI could have been used to add that more depth because if you go into like combat, all the voice lines are repeated within the same 3 minutes. I feel like if they use something like 11 Labs, like that's a popular voice over software, I think that would have made the game a bit better, so you don't listen to the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I can see that.
So on like the topic of 11 Labs and AI usage in games, there's a popular game title E33.
Expedition 33,
Yeah.
yeah.
They had a leftover game asset which was made by AI, and they got kicked off the Game Awards. And how do you feel about that, Josh?
It's a difficult one. They used that asset for like testing, and they just forgot to replace it. I mean, the game overall and its broad scope is phenomenal. It's handcrafted, and having one AI asset in one specific area of the game that you see briefly, I think it's unfair. But I can definitely see where the skeptics are coming from.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. My skeptic is, I understand because E33 was made by an indie game developer, so he had to ask people on Reddit and reach out to the community. How do I do this? How do I do that? So AI is so useful there, where it helps you block out your game, but then at the same time, it feels discouraging if you want to start. And don't know if you two have anything to add to that, but
I mean, Brad, do you know of any other games that had AI involved in its development?
I think Black Ops 7 had some, but I don't actually know what probably happened. I think it was just like AI artwork and using it for the story and everything.
Yeah, I think it was from like the name tags, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And like they had AI generated name tags, and people got pretty mad over that. I mean, Black Ops 7 in general, I think, was a rushed
Yeah,
game
I feel
and
like they missed it.
unnecessary.
To me, something that's its own category, like.
Yeah, epic fails.
Yeah. Next
Yeah,
podcast.
yes, that'll be our next episode, everyone.
Yeah, that would be a good one. We could talk about the slop they add.
Yes.
So, what do you guys think is going to happen in the future with AI and gaming?
I feel like the whole AI sphere at the moment is a big bubble, and it's gonna burst. And the fallout's gonna be huge. The big companies like Nvidia and OpenAI, they're gonna crumble.
Yeah, on the subject of OpenAI, you've got the fact, they predicted their financial forecast, and they think they're gonna be bankrupt by 2027. I forgot what year it was. Still in January of 2026, but they think they're going to be bankrupt, and I think because of that, as you said, Nvidia is going to crash, meaning RAM prices are going to be cheaper again as well, so we can actually have higher demanding games.
Yeah, but in the meantime, developers are really going to need to optimize, because before RAM was just a given. Yeah, PC gamers, of course, we're going to have 32 gigs of RAM, but that's not really the case anymore. People are going to cut down. The Steam machines are only going to have 16 gigs. It's that sort of thing.
Yeah. And was it? It's also going to cost the same price as a regular PC now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the rumored price now is like $800-$900. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up. Next time, though, we will be discussing the rise and fall of Call of Duty, as well as the decline in sales of consoles. So, from all three of us here,
bye! Bye.